The work was performed and supported by Erasmus Plus Project Number 2022-1, PL01, KA220HED00008-8359 entitled by The Future is in Applied Artificial Intelligence, FAAI, which aims to join together HEIs and businesses. In this context, this project has to bridge the current artificial intelligence, AI, skills gap, build an AI ecosystem of key partners, promote AI business opportunities, support the creation of internship programs in AI. The FAAI project activities are focusing on HEI trainers, undergraduate and postgraduate students, and business managers. Furthermore, the project is promoting among business and young people the enormous opportunities provided by AI to build the ecosphere of modern society. The given work results are within the framework of the FAAI Work Package 2 entitled by Good Practices in the Use of Artificial Intelligence and Machine Learning and are presenting real cases that are offered for studying of applied AI. Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are however those of the authors only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the national agency, NA. Neither the European Union nor NA can be held responsible for them. The title of the work is Exploring Image Unified Space for Improving Information Technology for Person Identification. The authors are Vasil Martyniuk from University of Bielsko-Biala, Poland, Oleksiy Bychkov, Katarina Merkulova, and Yelizaveta Zabska from Taras Shevchenko National University of Kyiv, Ukraine. Abstract. This paper describes the study of conditions and parameter settings of the algorithm that underlies in the basis of information technology of person recognition and identification, for creating a unified space for both low-quality and high-quality images with the purpose of developing the requirements to the input images that will allow correctly identify images with different characteristics. For experimental research, the algorithm was used that underlies in information technology of person identification in video stream. It includes the anisotropic diffusion as an image preprocessing method, Gabor wavelet transform as an image processing method, histogram of oriented gradients, HOG, and local binary patterns in one-dimensional space, 1DLBP, as the methods of feature vector extraction from the images. In this work, anisotropic diffusion was applied with the parameter that preserves sharper boundaries than previous formulations and improves the automatic stopping of the diffusion. In the study, three-person images databases were used, the database of faces, facial recognition technology, ferret, database, and surveillance cameras face database, ESCFACE. The algorithm performance provided various identification accuracy rate results with the difference, which amount to 20% in average. It arose the issue of input images space mismatching that significantly affected the algorithm performance. Therefore, it has been decided to perform the experimental research to search the possibility to create unified space of the requirements to the input images that will allow correctly identify images from different databases. So, there were performed the experiments with the image compression variety, difference of image resolutions, and areas of face regions covering the images. Keywords, face recognition, databases, anisotropic magnetoresistance, wavelet transforms, image recognition, information technology, biometrics, access control, identification of persons. Introduction. Face recognition and identification is a technology that broadly uses nowadays within various scopes. It has evolved from simple applying, such as people recognition on photos in social networks, to the applying in police forces tasks of crime investigation and searching for missing kids. This paper focuses on studying of conditions to create a unified space for both low-quality and high-quality images and selection of parameters of the algorithm that underlies in the basis of information technology of person recognition and identification in such way, so that if the images to be identified and database images are different in terms of quality, they can still be compared obtaining as a result high accuracy rates. Section 2. Research methodology and design. It was proposed the information technology for person identification on the basis of the algorithm that consists in the following methods: anisotropic diffusion as an image preprocessing method, Gabor wavelet transform as an image processing method, histogram of oriented gradients, HOG, and local binary patterns in one-dimensional space, 1DLBP, as the methods of feature vector extraction from the images, square Euclidean distance metric for vector classification. As an input data for the algorithm, face image of a person is used. A. Algorithm description. 1. Face detection and localization. 2. Anisotropic diffusion. Then, the image that contains only face region is processed using the anisotropic diffusion method to determine the most significant features. As opposed to the original algorithm presented in work, where during the image pre-processing high contrast edges were used over low contrast ones, the current paper describes the usage of anisotropic diffusion method with the parameter that preserves sharper boundaries than previous formulations and improves the automatic stopping of the diffusion. 3. Gabor wavelet transform. After applying of the anisotropic diffusion on image, Gabor wavelet transform was used for image processing. During the process, different parameters values of the wavelet function were used that allowed to obtain several transformed images that were summed in the global image. 4. Histogram of oriented gradients. It was decided to use a combination of two local texture descriptors to extract the feature vector from the global image, because such approach allows to increase the recognition accuracy rate. In particular, several studies have proven the effectiveness of combining LBP-based descriptors with histograms of oriented gradients, HOG. Creation of histogram of oriented gradients requires a calculation of the orientation gradients for each area of the image and normalization of histograms and separate groups of their plots. 5. One-dimensional local binary patterns. Method of local binary patterns is the most widely used local texture method that is characterized by powerful and effective robustness to rotation and illumination fluctuations, as well as simplicity of calculation. However, its main drawback is the size of the extracted feature vector, which does not describe the global models that can be considered the dominant structures in the face image. There was proposed LBP-based descriptor, which creates a binary code of a two-dimensional image in one-dimensional space, 1DLBP. This descriptor allows to get small details and relative relationships between all pixels, as well as combines local and global features of the human face image. B. Feature vector formation and its classification. After appliance of histogram of oriented gradients and one-dimensional local binary patterns to the image, there are formed two 512-value feature vectors. For further use, they are processed with min-max normalization. The HOG feature vector and 1DLBP feature vector concatenates to form a 1024-value global feature vector of a face image. The global feature vector of the image can be obtained by concatenating into a single feature vector the normalized feature vectors of 1DLBP and HOG features. Section 3. Experimental research and analysis. A. Setup of experiments. Experimental research was conducted on three face image databases. The database of faces is the image database created by AT&T Laboratories Cambridge that contains a set of face images of 40 different individuals. It is organized in 40 directories with 10 PGM format images in each directory. The size of each image is 92 × 112 pixels, with 256 gray levels per pixel. Images for experiments were selected on the basis of several requirements. They needed to be frontal images with variety of facial expression, details such as glasses, beard, different background, pose and lighting diversity. The Ferret database is owned by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. It is a part of the face recognition technology program that researches automatic face recognition capabilities to develop new algorithms for the automatic recognition of human faces. Database contains 14,126 high-resolution images of 1199 individuals with a resolution of 256 by 384. ESCFACE database was created by researchers from University of Zagreb for testing face recognition algorithms in conditions of the real world. Database contains 4,160 static images of 130 individuals. Images of the database were taken with the use of surveillance cameras, so they can be defined as low-quality images. Since in the database of faces images for 40 people in total are stored, and it is the least amount among all described databases, it has been decided to select images of 40 people as well to perform the experiments on other databases. Section 4. Conclusion. The algorithm performance provided the following results. For the images from the database of faces, identification accuracy rate of 72.5% was obtained. The appliance on the ferret database images indicated 75% of correctly identified images, and the highest identification accuracy rate of 95% was provided by performance on the images that EskFace database contains. So, the difference between all the results in average amount to 20 to 22.5%. Such variety of identification accuracy rates have arisen the issue of input images space mismatching that significantly affects the algorithm performance. Therefore, it has been decided to perform the experimental research to search the possibility to create unified space of the requirements to the input images that will allow correctly identify images from different databases.